This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. For the past 2 weeks, I've been reading parts of Jean Haugtvedt's autobiography, which her daughter, Marlis Olson of Roseau, has shared with the Roseau County Museum. Jean spent much of her childhood living in Canada. Jean had two older sisters. Chrissy died in childbirth, and Mary got married to a young man living nearby. Their marriage was celebrated at his parents' farm with music and eating. Jean's mother went into premature labor the next morning with her sixth child and died at the hospital. Jean's father agreed to allow a couple to adopt the baby girl after she recovered. Mary's in-laws were very kind to Jean and her little sister Violet after their mother died. The mother sewed dresses for them at her farm. Mary and her husband, Fred Truman, lived in a small house on their farm, and Fred helped his dad with the farm work. Fred Truman Sr. had a threshing machine. At harvest time, he threshed for all his neighbors. They hired a crew of men to help, and they stayed in the bunkhouse on the Truman farm. Mrs. Truman always had a bunch of people to cook for. Because I was not going to school, I was out there much of the time that fall. I like to think I was helping Mrs. Truman, but I'm sure I was just in the way much of the time. Jean remembered them singing country songs in the evening after chores were done, with Mrs. Truman playing the organ. It was such a happy way to end the day. Jean said Mrs. Truman never seemed too tired to sing some songs in the evening. I will never forget Mr. and Mrs. Truman for their kindness to me and my sister. They helped us through the dark days after the passing of my mother. After Jean's mother's death, her father tried to find a suitable housekeeper for their family. Violet was only 4 years old. Several housekeepers each stayed only a little while. The last one was Mrs. Frosto, a widow lady who was new in town and needed a job and a place to stay. With Violet being so much younger than her siblings, she had gotten a little bit spoiled and gave Mrs. Frosto a hard time. When their dad saw that having a housekeeper was not going over well with Violet, he set about to have immigration papers prepared so that Violet, Bud, and Jean could go to live with their mother's sister Hannah and her husband Herman Wold, who lived in Pencer, Minnesota. Jean tells the rest of that story. Early in the spring of 1933, he thought he had completed making out the papers, so he put us on the passenger train to Winnipeg and then to Warroad, Minnesota, where we were to be met by our uncle. When we arrived in Winnipeg, Canadian immigration officers took us off the train. They said our immigration papers had not been completed properly, so we could not enter the United States. They notified Aunt Hannah and her husband Herman. We had no place to stay, so the officers took us to the children's home there. It was a home for children who had no homes and for orphans. The next day, our Uncle Herman, Uncle Emil Mortensen, and a neighbor, Rudolf Clausen, came to Winnipeg to see if something could be done so they could take us home with them. After talking to the immigration officers, they found that was not possible, so they went home that evening. In the meantime, however, our Uncle Herman Wold took us for a walk around the block so we could become better acquainted. He talked about Aunt Hannah, whom he said would become our best friend. Uncle Herman passed away in 1934, so I never did get to see him again. 4 years were to pass before my sister and I would meet our Aunt Hannah. We stayed in Winnipeg for a week or so while customs checked to make sure our home environment was satisfactory. And then we were sent back to Dad in Viking. Dad was not a patient man. When things did not turn out the way he had planned, he gave up trying to get the immigration papers completed. Later, in the spring of 1933, our Uncle Jack's wife, Aunt Jean, died. Dad's older brother, our Uncle Ben, came from Big Valley to attend the funeral. We had never met Uncle Ben, but I liked him right away. Unlike my father, who was small of stature, he was a big, portly gentleman about 6 feet tall. He had a small mustache under his nose, which gave him an air of dignity. My dad had never spoken of his brother Ben. Although they were only about 100 miles apart, my dad and Uncle Ben had never visited each other. Uncle Ben stayed with us while he was in Viking. He told us that he and his wife, Irena, had no family. He said they had always wished for children. He asked us if we would like to come and live with them on the farm in Big Valley. However, he could not promise to take all three of us. Because Violet was so little and needed a mother, he chose her, and I would go along to keep her company. The plan was to send for Bud later, but those plans never materialized. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our Coney stories.